We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Dangerous heat index values between 100 and 105. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
94 right now at KCI. It's 94 downtown, 94 at your official weather station.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be
alright. Hello. Good afternoon, Kansas City. It is good to be with you. I wish we were meeting on different terms. Why are you looking at me like a dog that doesn't understand the command?
Because I feel like I got to wish you happy birthday, but I also feel wrong about doing that.
Real quick, can I tell you happy birthday and give you the gift I got you?
Yeah.
Yes. You get all ugly and heavy?
Let's start with that.
Well, I don't want to get all ugly and heavy. Then, and quite frankly, we were talking about this.
I would
this.
Like to say happy birthday to you. You very handsome man.
Yes. Thank you.
You do not look a day over 40.
Well, thanks, man.
And you are a very good friend of mine, and I brought
you thought we were colleagues.
A gift. Okay. I brought you a gift, and I want to bring it in there to you.
Okay, let Chris Minders take the board. Chris, turn on this microphone in here as Captain Longhair comes in to bring me my gift, which he certainly is under no obligation to do.
Oh, I have a gift for you, too.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I didn't have a chance to wrap it.
Well, thanks, man.
And
oh, it's a bong. Ooh, it's a shank.
Oh, wow.
Slightly irresponsibly sharp.
Is this...
is that a Rod Babcock original?
Well, I believe it is. I believe this is a railroad spike turned into a shank.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. That's pretty cool.
It's a knife.
That's like Game of Thrones cool.
But yeah, it's...
What did you make this from?
From a railroad spike.
I knew it.
Yeah. And you
made
that.
Oh, this is dangerous. I can shave with this.
Yeah, I told you. It's dangerously sharp.
Dude, I love my gift.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's a railroad spike that I don't know how he did it, but he melted it and made it into a knife.
That's pretty amazing. Awesome.
And I will go kill someone tonight.
So
that's the bad idea.
Really?
I've been doing that blacksmiths and stuff with my buddy Brandon, who lives out there in Kingsville.
Dude, it's like dangerously sharp.
But yeah, you take a railroad spike, an old rusty railroad spike, put it in the fire until it gets really, really hot, and you beat it into a knife, and then you twist it.
I love it, man. Thank you very much. That's very nice.
So yeah, I worked hard on
it. Cut sandwiches with this.
You could cut sandwiches with that. All right.
Cut a ham and cheese with this.
Only because we're waiting for another update.
You could cut a potato chip in half with that.
Here you go.
Always.
In the air. You can cut a potato in half.
Here you go. There are two things in that bag for you.
You guys shouldn't.
I did.
I didn't get you anything, so don't worry.
I know you didn't. I'm not worried about it. I did get you a gift from Turks and Caicos, but I threw it away. It was Sarah's.
Is it a blue birdhouse?
No, it was Sarah's used shower cap.
Okay, yeah.
But
I'm still waiting on my
blue birdhouse. Oh, looky there. A Donald Trump talking pen includes 8 sayings. Like, this pen is huge.
I'd like to hear it, please.
Okay.
Huge.
Huge. Hang on. Because I really don't feel like talking about what's going on in Wyandotte County. We all know what's going on. It's just, I mean, it's a Friday. It's a Debbie Downer. It's awful. I feel bad for those families. Oh, my God. What is this wrapped in?
They put a wall around it.
Did Mexico pay for it? Let's see here. Okay. Here's my pen.
I will be the greatest president that God ever created.
Okay. Well, there's one. Write my checks with this. Here we go.
Look, I'm
really rich.
Okay.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
Okay.
I don't wear a toupee. It's my hair. I swear. I love China. I just sold an apartment for $15 million to somebody from China. Our leaders are stupid. Our politicians are stupid.
Okay, that is your Donald Trump talking pen, because who does not
need that? We will have so much winning if I get elected that you may get bored with winning.
Okay, now open your second present.
Nice person. People that know me like me.
People that know me like me. This is from my friend at Annie's Barn. I picked these out just for you.
Coasters?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
What does it say?
Well, I'm going to try not to take any of this personally. The first coaster rod says, try not to be a D today.
That's good advice.
Next
good
one, please. Advice.
For F's sake.
Does it actually say F?
It says the entire word, Rod.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it doesn't just say D. The whole word's
there,
too. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Try not to be a D today.
Fully spelled out. Because sometimes you just need a reminder. Let's try not to do that today.
Yeah, it's just good advice.
Am I a D?
Not today.
No.
Not yet.
But it's just to help you in the future not to forget.
I will be the greatest president that God ever created.
That's right. That's right. Thank you for my gifts.
You're so welcome.
I don't know where I'm going to put these.
You take them over to St. Margaret's house. Just
she'll
don't
love it.
She'll make you some lemonade. Like, just don't say anything, and then just pull the coaster out.
No, I'm not.
Oh, she'll love it. She knows it's me. No. She loves me. No. People who know me love me.
So I got a massage today for my birthday. Went down to a place on the plaza. Had a guy give me a massage today.
Yeah.
I know you were kind of against that in the past.
I was, but I think this is like the second or third time this guy's done me.
Yeah.
And anyway, we were talking. And
did you just say that?
Anyway, he said he had to move to the city to do massages because, like, people in, you know, smaller towns don't like dudes rubbing their back.
I can see that.
Did you say that you used to be one of those dudes?
No, I never had a problem with the guy rubbing my back. It just never came up.
I thought you were very anti having
but now you're into it.
Give you a massage.
I've had Rod slap me on my bottom.
I mean, understand
really,
that,
you think
but that's
I'm,
Rod.
I'm opposed to a guy. No. Uh-uh.
So that's what you did for your birthday. Happened? You went and got a massage.
Yep. Got a massage? Yep.
Okay.
Oh, I have something embarrassing to admit. God love him. And he gave a great massage. He would not stop talking to me.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Like, how about that World Cup action?
Well, no. He didn't care anything about soccer, but he wanted to talk to me about how he grew up in the Ozarks.
Okay. No.
And, like, swimming up to the bars and everything out there. Do you know what I did? I feel awful about this.
I would have said, I'm so sorry.
Did you fake
like,
snore?
I'm trying to.
How did you know?
I knew it. I know you.
You fake snored?
So about 15, 20 minutes into this back massage, or whatever it was, where I've got this guy with his hands all over me, and it kind of felt like Rod. About 15 to... Stop.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Cut it out. But...
Sorry, it slipped.
15...
I didn't mean to. It was right there. I'm sorry.
Okay. I understand. So about 15, 20 minutes in, he won't stop talking.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely not.
And he's like telling me about how he grew up in the Ozarks, how he had to move to the city, and how he came here to take care of his grandma and grandpa.
Like, look, this is not your therapy session, dude.
I know. And so I feel horrible about this, but about 15, 20 minutes in, I went, you're face down, you know, you got your head in that little donut mm-hmm. thing. And I went like this. I go, and I wasn't sleeping.
Please tell me more about your upbringing in the Ozarks. Said no one ever when they're getting a massage.
That's what I did. And then when one wasn't good enough, I did it again.
Because he didn't believe you.
He didn't talk anymore.
Good.
I had to do two snores. How did you know I did that? I didn't tell you about this.
Well, I just, when you said, this is what I did and I feel bad about it or whatever, I was sitting here thinking, what would you possibly do in a massage to get the guy to snore? You fake snored.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't fault you for that at all. I don't.
Have you ever fake snored?
No, but I've never had a massage therapist who just started yakking away. Why do you think I'm not a massage therapist? I mean, I'd be like, oh my God, how are you? Tell me about your day. Let me tell you about your day. Like, you know.
Swimming.
Yeah, right. So happy birthday.
Thank you.
Wish that this was a more pleasant day. We had a lot of fun stuff to talk about today. You know, I don't think it's possible based on the limited amount of information that has been released that we can keep talking about what has happened in KCK for 4 hours. We just don't know.
We're not going to.
We just don't know anything more than the limited information they released about 20 minutes ago. You know, we know that one male deputy has died and one female deputy is in critical condition. They are trying to save her at KU right now.
God bless her.
And we will update that story throughout the day as we can. But the last thing I heard one of the spokesmen say, Kara, was that we'll be back tomorrow with an update. And yes. I yelled in the newsroom. I go, no. I have a feeling we will hear from them again. You can't just say we'll be back tomorrow and let you know what's going on. And I know they have a lot going on. I do. The Kansas City, Kansas Police Department is heading up the investigation because it involves the death of a deputy at the Wyandotte County Sheriff's Department. And I think that's standard, Kara, for an outside agency to come in and take a look at how this happened. I need someone to explain to me how this happened. And we have a listener who used to transport prisoners, and we were chatting back on the text line. I said, explain to me the protocol, because we know that this inmate should have been shackled and handcuffed during this transport. Was he shackled and handcuffed? I don't know. But even the spokesperson said it is very possible that he used one of the deputy's guns to kill one of them and critically injure the other one. And so here's what this listener said.
Was he handcuffed in the front?
Prisoner transport is the single most dangerous duty.
Really?
Period.
Huh.
And so I said, will you please call in? Just talk about the protocol when you were doing this, the possible scenarios, because I would like to know, you know, and they talked a little bit about their protocol, Kara. There's always two deputies. They are always shackled and handcuffed.
Right.
They are in a gated, secure area, which we know now is where this happened. And so we will invite him onto the program here in just a little bit.
Prisoner transfer is the most dangerous. Is that true?
They're getting ready to go to court. These are dangerous people, and they know they're getting ready
for
sentencing.
Well, they're not going to court for murder.
We don't know anything about this suspect.
That's true.
Kara, we don't know the age. We don't know the crime. The only thing we know is that he was due in court this afternoon.
But don't we know?
He somehow overtook two deputies and killed one of them and left the other
wounded.
One clinging to life.
But don't we know? Was it a juvenile? Didn't they keep saying it was from the juvenile detention center?
The courthouse is the juvenile, and it also has adult cases, though.
We don't actually know that it was a juvenile.
All right, 576-7798, Dana Wright, Kara Marks, and Rod Babcock. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. You know, it's something that's happened to almost all of us, and knock on wood, happens to none of us in the future. But if you do find yourself in a car accident, remember the name Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. Whether it's a fender bender or, God forbid, something more serious, Dale's in Blue Springs can get you taken care of. Their work, by the way, guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. So get your car or truck fixed right the first time. They are professionals. I've been out there many times. Dale's a friend of mine. I have seen his crews at work, and I swear by him. 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855 or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dales in Blue Springs, taking care of cars, taking care of you. All right, 576-7798. Let me say what we're all thinking. May God bless the two deputies who were shot today. One has been killed. One is in critical condition. Let's go to Kim on line one. Hello, Kim.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Doing well. Under the circumstances, thanks, man.
The individual situation, when you're out on the road, I spent 31 years of my life as a correctional professional escorting inmates all over the country. And when you leave the confines of a secure facility, you're virtually at the mercy of anything that could go wrong in the outside world. Prior to those inmates leaving the facility, the escorting officers are responsible for doing a strip search of the inmate. They check everything from their hair to their mouth. They have them lift their tongues. We check behind their ears. We check in their ears. And after that is conducted, we give them fresh clothing that they had no access to prior to. Then we start the restraint process. We start with the feet, use leg irons to restrain the feet. We put a Martin chain, which most is referred to as a belly chain, around the individual. It has a portion where you can slip the handcuffs through along with the end of the chain. We handcuff the individual, usually with the keyways facing towards the individual. There is a device called what most correctional professionals call a black box that can slip over handcuffs to keep the keyways from being accessed. There's a padlock added to the chain once everything is affixed to the individual, but it still allows for certain mobility. If an individual is getting out of a transport van and he falls, most policy states that you got to kind of give the guy a little bit of slack to keep from slamming his kisser into the concrete.
Kim, real quick, just so I can have some sort of visual here. So the hands are cuffed in the front when you did this type of work anyway, and you are shackled, and then there's a chain that goes down to your feet. Under what scenario could something like this happen? The handcuffs are not tight enough? Would that be one scenario?
There's a possibility that the chain was left too loose around the individual's waist. That allowed him a little bit more freedom of movement. And sadly, this is not the first time this incident has occurred. The first escape from the U.S. Penitentiary, Leavenworth, involved this exact same thing back in 1897. They overpowered escorting officers, took their weapons, and made their escape. It's a sad state of affairs. Once you follow a protocol, and sadly, complacency sometimes plays a part in this as well. The reasons why we do the things we do, some people will sit there, probably your listeners, that they're not, why have they checked their mouth? Well, things such as pocket clip pin can be used to slip the restraints. They can actually slide those up inside the handcuffs and undo those handcuffs. I've seen guys that can dislocate their thumbs and come right out of a set of handcuffs. So
let me ask you another thing, Kim. Is it protocol that the people transporting the inmate are also the two people who secure the handcuffs and shackles, or is that someone like inside the building that does that, and then the prisoners are handed off to the team that transports? Do you know what I'm asking?
Yeah, the transport team, usually because of, and in our instances, our protocol was, it was our personal safety that was involved. We were the ones that were responsible for doing all of the security.
It's like packing your own parachute, if you will.
That's correct.
Maybe I missed it real quick, Kim, and we got to get to the news, so if you could do it quickly. Is there some sort of, and again, maybe I missed it, is there some sort of protocol as to how deputies walk a prisoner out, where one's in the front, one's in the back? Are they left to right? Are they both behind? How does that work?
When you walk an inmate out of the facility, and usually when you're loading them, you want the inmate on your weapon off side, which if your weapon is on the right side, you want the individual on your left.
All right.
There are certain instances, though, when coming in and out of a van, that you can become extremely vulnerable at that point.
All right. Because, go ahead. Finish your thought. Go ahead.
And, you know, as far as some of the text liners going on about the female officer, I've worked for years and worked with some of the best female officers out there, and they are just as capable of escorting an inmate across country as any man I've ever worked with. Hey, I wanted to dispel that part of it right off the bat.
Kim, thank you for the call. Real quick from the text line, this caller is right. I could touch my face if I wanted to when I was being transported with shackles and handcuffs. Okay. Now, again, that doesn't mean you have mobility to the point that you can somehow overtake two armed deputies, kill one of them, and critically injure the other. It is a sad day for our city.
Week from today, we'll be at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Blue Springs. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markson.
One deputy killed, another in critical condition after a shooting this morning outside the courthouse. We'll have more next.
2 days and counting. Father's Day is this Sunday. Maybe you've procrastinated. Hey, kick off grilling season by getting your dad an Omaha Steaks Father's Day package. It's available for pickup now at the Kansas City Omaha Steaks retail location at Town Center Plaza. We love Omaha Steaks at our home. And if you miss the opportunity to order online, it is not too late for listeners of Dana and Parks to buy the limited time Omaha Steaks offer for Father's Day at the Town Center Plaza location. At 78% off, you can get the Omaha Steaks package for just $49.99. Just let them know Scott Park sent you. Here's what you get. 2 tender filet mignons, 2 beefy top sirloins, 4 crispy chicken fried steaks, 2 juicy boneless pork chops, 4 all-beef Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, a pound of steakhouse fries, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, plus you get 4 more grill-ready Omaha Steaks burgers free with your purchase. Father's Day is Sunday. Go pick up this limited-time package for just $49.99 when you go to the store at Town Center Plaza. Let them know Scott Park sent you. This offer ends soon, so don't wait any longer. Again, get your Omaha Steaks store. It's at the Town Center Plaza. Let them know I sent you. Pick it up for $49.99.
2:32 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. KCK police leading the investigation into today's double shooting at the courthouse where 2 deputies were overpowered and possibly shot with their own weapons around 11:30 this morning. Police Chief Terry Ziegler.
You know, we don't have any details about what was taking place other than it was a transport over to the court services building for a hearing.
Investigators now reviewing surveillance tapes from the courthouse to figure out what happened. A male Wyandotte County deputy was killed. A female deputy remains in critical condition. Their names have not been released. The suspected shooter was also shot and taken to the hospital where that person was in surgery at last update. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
You know, I was talking to my buddy Jasper the other day. The summer menu is in full swing, and you know what that means. People ask me all the time, can I get Tableside Mozzarella Theater yet? Are they doing the cheese yet? Are they doing the cheese at the table yet? The answer is yes. Make your reservation now. Get into Jasper's and ask for Tableside Mozzarella Theater. They will make it right there in front of your eyes. One of the only places in the world that you can get Tableside Mozzarella Theater. It's the coolest thing. If you've never seen them make the cheese right before your eyes with fresh heirloom tomatoes, this wonderful balsamic reduction, have your whole family get together, go into Jasper's, and ask for that by name. Don't forget the slow-roasted 6-hour pork shank. My dad gets it every single time. Will not divert from that best menu item. And they still have the grilled oyster dish that Jasper says might be one of the very best menu items they have ever had in that restaurant's history. That's saying something. 816-941-6600 for your reservation. 816-941-6600 or jasperskc.com.
A heat advisory has been posted by the National Weather Service. Very hot, hazy, and muggy go of it here in Kansas City straight through the weekend. Actual highs for the mid to even a few upper 90s. Looking at heat index values, where that feels like temperature between 100 and 105 during the peak heating of the afternoons. Sunny in mid-90s for the rest of today. We're down to 75 tonight. We're keeping it dry this weekend. Abundant sunshine with highs right at 95. I'm Steph, meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
94 right now in KCI. It's 93 in Blue Springs. 94 at your official weather station. The radio.com app is the official new home of KMBZ. Download it today. Listen to us anytime, anywhere. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Festivus Friday. We'll do the grievances coming up right after the 5 o'clock news. We have horribly tragic news today here in town. At the courthouse, one Wyandotte County Sheriff's deputy has been killed. One is in critical condition after they were shot by a prisoner they were transporting.
So we don't really know exactly what happened, but they were at the courthouse.
Transferring the prisoner.
Across the street.
Yeah.
And
it's thought the prisoner reached for one of their guns,
right,
and then shot them both. The prisoner was also shot by whom we don't know and is also at KU Medical Center this afternoon. KMBZ's Dan Weinbaum joining us from the hotline. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
What do we know?
Well, the entire courthouse remains taped off, cordoned off, as the investigation into this shooting of the two deputies continues. We've got pedestrians able to walk around, but several blocks around the courthouse have also been blocked from any traffic to allow freedom of movement for all the law enforcement officers that are down here. Right now, it is relatively quiet out here from our viewpoint, but inside where this all happened, you've got detectives and crime scene techs doing their job inside, trying to figure out exactly how and why and the timeline of all of this, of how the two deputies were shot.
You know, maybe this is a question I'm going to ask where you say, we just don't know. But the courthouse is county property. Why is this being investigated by the KCK Police Department?
Well, I think this is going to be all hands on deck. Of course, this is it happened to the Wyandotte County Sheriff's Department, if you will. And so they bring in other officers and other departments to assist, to bring in all hands, basically, to assist when they've lost one of their deputies. It's very personal. And then, of course, another one is severely wounded.
Let me ask you this, Dan. Is there any suggestion that we will have another update soon before the news this evening? One of the last things one of the spokesmen said was we might update you again tomorrow. I find that very hard to believe with a Wyandotte County Sheriff's deputy in surgery in critical condition after one of the worst days this city has seen in a long time.
Yeah, no indication from my vantage point here at 7th and Ann in downtown KCK that there's any movement to provide any more updates at the moment. Of course, we all want to learn the condition of the second deputy. We want to know more. How did this all happen? But we're just going to have to wait until they are prepared to release some more information.
Do we know how these deputies were shot? I mean, the prevailing thought during the news conference was that they were shot by a prisoner, but how did the prisoner get his hand or her hand on the gun?
I think that's the million-dollar question that everyone is asking right now, because the prisoner was being transferred from the jail to the court services building, and somehow in that process, the deputies appear to have been overcome, and somehow the prisoner grabbed a firearm, and two deputies were shot, and the prisoner was shot as well. Exactly the timeline of how that all went down, of course, we all want to know, and we're just going to have to give it a few before we get those exact details.
All right, well, call us back if you hear anything or if there's another update between now and, really, I was going to say 6 o'clock, but Weir's on after us, so just keep us posted, Dan. I know you're down there, and you'll do a great job for us.
Roger that.
All right. That's Dan Weinbaum, KMBZ reporter at the Wyandotte County Courthouse.
You know, there's just not, and I talked to Scott about this off the air before we came on at 2 o'clock. There's just not a lot more to report to you right now. And so we are not in the business of droning on for 4 hours and speculating and trying to figure out, you know, all of the unknowns right now. I mean, this is a four-hour program. We are going to update you as best we can. There are a lot of you at work now that will be joining us in your cars at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. And so we will continue to update the story throughout the afternoon. I don't think we can just stick with it all day right now. No. We just don't have enough information to pass on to you. And I think sometimes that's the difference between live television news and radio, where you start seeing people just really, I heard one of the reporters earlier say, you know, have you gotten any closer? And the reporter said, no. You know, there's just not a
I'm
lot
still right here.
We can pass on yeah, right now. So if that changes, you know we will on our social media platforms as well as on the Dana and Parks program. And we will probably move on to some other things right, this afternoon.
Before we do that, Rod had to step out, so we'll just take him cold. Line one, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi. Hi, go ahead.
Hey.
Hey, can you turn, hey, line one, can you turn your radio down, please?
I just did, yes. Okay. Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. I was incarcerated for about 11 years and transported multiple times through many different jurisdictions and states and feds and all that stuff. And I was never in a position to get access to an officer's gun.
Were your hands in the front and your feet shackled down below, just like our previous caller described?
Yes.
Okay.
And when I went to the feds on the airplanes, we were tied together too. And you did have enough movement because you have to be able to use the bathroom. So you do have enough wiggle room to where you can. It's just not something you can do real quickly.
Huh.
Is that why your hands are in the front?
Well, I think they're also in the front because transporting long-term hands behind you would be very, very uncomfortable.
Sucks to be you. Front. No offense. I mean, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but...
But it also cuts off the circulation in your wrist because the handcuffs are at a certain angle.
Sure. Do you mind if I ask, if you were on like a Con Air, do you mind if I ask what did you do?
I had a computer crime.
Okay.
White collar?
What's that?
White collar?
No, I've had, I don't know if you remember, EJ did a special last September.
Okay.
And I was John.
Okay. I don't remember that, but go ahead, continue. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I just wanted to let you know that, and give some information on that.
Okay, I've and never how, had how long have you been out, if I may ask?
I've been out since December of 2015.
How long were you in?
I served 11 years.
Wow.
Between state and federal.
Okay.
All right, my friend, you're in. 576-7798.
Like a Bernie Madoff? I'm still trying to figure out what he did.
Line two, hello. Turn your radio down, please.
Yes, sir, sorry about that. That's Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I just wanted to point out that I've been in handcuffs for a traffic violation, but I can take them off, and it doesn't matter how tight they put them on my wrist. I can take them off. I can fold my gum flesh with my wrist and just suck it on out. I've had to scratch my nose before, but I'm a good person, so I put my handcuffs back on. So maybe they could do that.
How long have you been out?
No. You misunderstand. I was arrested once for a traffic violation.
Once. Okay.
Yeah, no. One time traffic violation.
Got it.
I had no insurance at one point. I was arrested. So it happened.
Hey.
But I wasn't transported. I mean, they just walked me from, because I went to court for another traffic violation, and they picked me up from that court and walked me straight to the other court, or the jail. And I asked them if they could scratch my nose, and of course they told me no, and all I had to do was fold my thumb and took my handcuff off, and they didn't know. I told them, I said, hey, just so you know, I took it off and scratched my nose. I don't want to be accused of trying to flee.
Okay. We are very popular from 230 to 246 with the incarcerated population. What is going on?
I think more people have been arrested than you know.
I guess.
Have you ever been arrested?
I would fall over and die.
Has anybody in your family ever been arrested?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Okay.
Down right. south. My kin.
They're not your kin.
My kin in Biloxi. There have been one or two of them, I believe, that have been in the pokey.
The pokey?
Yeah.
By that, you mean the jail or the prison, because there is a difference?
I think the jail.
The jail, not the prison.
Yeah.
Prison's where you get the pokey.
Yeah. That's where the big dogs go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've got some of that riffraff on that side.
Okay. Have you ever been arrested?
No, swear to God, never.
Never in your life.
I would die on the spot. I would have a panic attack and die on the spot.
Are you kidding?
No.
If a cop...
Like, I cannot imagine anything worse, even though I know there are other worse things out there.
Yeah, yeah, there are. You've never been handcuffed by
a... No! Why are you asking me that like you're surprised? Ask Kara. That's a silly question.
Kara's like sweet little old Kara. I mean, I know she hasn't.
Nope, not even in college.
I'd ask Rod, but I know the answer to that. And that's a dumb question. Waste of my breath.
Yeah. So now... Okay.
All right. I find that hard to believe.
Sorry.
Well, it's don't apologize for not being arrested. 576-7798.
You know, we started sleeping better the second that brooklinen.com box came to our door. Brooklinen.com, luxury bedding without the huge markup. Do you know that most bedding on the commercial market is marked up as much as 300%. It is mind-boggling. Not brooklinen.com. Founded in April of 2014 by a husband and wife team, Vicky and Rich, they figured, look, you deserve the most beautiful, comfortable home essentials without that crazy markup.
Hey, brooklinen.com. We love our brooklinen sheets. They're the best, most comfortable sheets we've ever slept on. Winner of the best of online bedding category from Good Housekeeping. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for listeners of Dane and Parks. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code KMBZ at brooklinen.com. In fact, they're so confident, they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code KMBZ at brooklinen.com. BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code KMBZ. Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever. Festivus Friday, a week from today, we'll be in Blue Springs, 54th Street Grill and Bar. 576-7798. If you've missed the breaking news, one Wyandotte County Sheriff's deputy has been killed. Another is in critical condition after they were escorting a prisoner at the courthouse. Somehow the prisoner got his or her hands on the gun, one of the guns, shot one deputy to death, critically wounded the other. The prisoner now in the hospital as well, having been shot. How does that happen? They're handcuffed. They're shackled. How does a prisoner get their hand on a sheriff's deputy's gun? Bill in Kansas City. Hello, Bill.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, somebody needs to remember this. Back in 1976, that guy, I mean, I think his name was Michael Ferris in Shawnee County, Topeka. He was handcuffed behind his back, and he got the gun from the cop and shot both of them, and he's still in prison now. So he was behind his back. He was handcuffed behind his back and got the gun.
Okay. And how did one do that?
I don't know. I don't know. That's what we were saying at the time. How did he get the gun? This was in, you can look it up. It's 1976 in Topeka, Kansas, Shawnee County.
Oh, I believe you.
And that, you know, that's kind of unbelievable, but the guy...
Wait. Hands are behind the back, gets his hands on the gun, and then shoots the deputy with the hands behind his back?
Shot both of them, yes. Well, it looks to me like if you can get turned a certain way and you can grab a hold of the gun, you can turn around just enough to fire it. And I don't know how, it may have been different back then.
Yeah. And Bill, this is why our earlier caller Kim, who has been in the business of prison transport, says they practice this and they practice this and they practice this, because according to him, it is one of the most dangerous things as a law enforcement officer you can do.
Yeah. I know the person that Kim, who called in earlier, that I think you're referring to, made that point. You would think that the more dangerous would be when you have the suspect up against a car, for example, or up against a brick wall, where they're not handcuffed. I mean, we're talking about a prisoner who is presumably not just handcuffed, but shackled. How do they get this weapon?
I don't know, Scott. I don't know.
576-7798. You know, God bless this deputy who lost his life. God bless the deputy that's fighting for hers. But I just cannot figure this story out.
And this gets back to the investigation. This is why, and this is universal to my knowledge, this is why the KCK Police Department is heading this investigation. They will go in as an unbiased agency and look at exactly what went wrong here. We don't know. There could be cameras out there, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
I would be shocked if there weren't.
Wasn't. Yeah, yeah, of course.
And so, you know, it's possible because this was in a gated open area that they will know relatively quickly how this happened.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
Happening now on KMBZ, tragedy at the Wyandotte County Courthouse. More next.
You know the right hire can have such an impact on your business. It is crucial to make sure your job post reaches the most qualified candidates. You could try posting on job boards, but do you really know who will see that? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. And unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. Insights that are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is your post is matched to the best people for the job. That is probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. And hey, right now, go to LinkedIn.com/Dana. Get a $50 credit toward your first job post. LinkedIn.com/Dana for your $50 credit. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you are closer than you think.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.